If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, moaning everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. A happy Friday out there, Leroy. How are you?
Good, good. Trying to get over this, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah,
those
like
days with drip. It's the worst.
What's going on with that?
It's not a cold.
It's not a cold.
And post-nasal drip.
I don't like that. What is that? Post-nasal? I don't like what that term is.
You know, when you get, like, you lay down, and then it feels like something's, like, dripping, and you, oh, ah!
I don't like any of this. No, I haven't heard of the term. I've heard of the sniffles, and I've heard of runny nose.
No, it's not none of that.
Okay.
Well, you've never heard of post-nasal drip?
Can't say that I have, no.
Wow.
Have you, Brittany?
Yes, I have heard of that.
All right, good. I guess I'm alone there.
It might just be allergies, Leroy.
It could be. I usually get it around the same time each year.
That's allergies.
Yeah, that's allergies. That's quite literally the definition of allergies.
Yeah. Why don't you take some allergy medicine?
Yeah.
Because the allergy medicine doesn't work as well as like Mucinex, or you need something to dry you up.
I don't think so, dude. I think that's the whole point of allergy medicine. It takes care of all allergies.
No, I've been through this my whole life, and every doctor first puts me on like Zyrtec or something like, or Benadryl or something like that. And then they go, it might be post nasal drip.
This is the annual drip.
Huh?
The annual drip.
Sure.
What? I don't know. Why are you getting upset with that? That's what you called it.
Right.
You're like Tyler Hero.
You don't have the annual drip.
Best drip here.
He got drip all the time because his ass ain't putting no uniform on.
Hmm.
We shouldn't know about his outfits.
Well, I know one outfit we know, and that's a ghost outfit, because did you guys see James Harden last night? Wow, does he suck.
Go ahead and say it.
James Harden will never win an NBA championship. Hot bum. Dude, you know what the funny thing is about James Harden? Is I feel bad in some ways for James Harden. It's not his fault. It's the internet's fault. James Harden just wants to get fat checks and go to the strip club. He doesn't want to be known as better than Dwayne Wade. All right, this is something that these rebel rousers on the internet wanted to make a thing, and then Patrick Beverley had to stick his beak into it. Boy, I mean, you want to talk about sinking your podcast stock. Oh, why don't I hitch my wagon to a 37-year-old James Harden? That'll work. Oh, he's older, and you mean that body didn't hold up at this point because he's done nothing but going to strip clubs his entire life, and he keeps fluctuating like Ricky Hatton in his fight career? Shocking. Are you kidding me? Dude, what a bum. How dare anybody ever compare this guy to Dwayne Wade? Are you kidding me? 3 for 13?
Yeah.
You know they were 7 for 7 driving past him yesterday. I saw that stat yesterday. That stat put up by Windhorst, and he said it's the nobody's ever had a perfect 7 for 7 on drives in the history of the play by play era. when they've started tracking this stuff. So he's a dude. He had Rozier-esque plays yesterday. Like he might want to be careful that the feds aren't going to knock on his door for point shaving. That's
that bad, huh?
It was bad for him. And that's saying something, because by my count, he usually waits till game six for this nonsense, but he has been in rare air to start this series. Wow. He is terrible.
He has been bad. I can't even like dispute it. Now, they haven't been good as a team.
No, definitely not.
But here's what I would say about all of that. When your team is struggling, you want to be able to rely on your so-called stars. So that means they expect James Harden, Spider, those guys to pick up the slack. So that means that we might need a 35-30 out of those two. We might need somebody to go for 40 and somebody 25. But a majority of the scoring, right, needs to come from those two guys. And to be honest with you, yikes.
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 Yikes. And honestly, why would, if Cleveland wanted to shake things up, you could have gone to like a bevy of trade targets. Why him? Why was he the guy you would stay? Like, if you've, like, we're in a situation here, we need playoff success for Spida, for Evan Mobley. We've been underachieving with how we've been playing. Right. Oh, I know. We'll send up the bum signal to the air. What kind of a decision was that? It's a delight. By the way, I'm very happy for Duncan Robinson. Very happy.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm very happy.
We know that guy.
That guy is killing it, and I'm happy for him. He deserves it. After the way Spo embarrassed him at the end of last year, I'm glad Duncan Robinson's out there just killing it in the playoffs.
I mean, like, I'll say this. One of the problems I have with certain players in sports is that there's certain sports that are positively reinforced, right? Basketball, baseball. But it seems like some coaches or managers don't have patience. You go over, I'm going to sit you the next game, knowing that the success rate of said sport is well under 50%. And that's the part that I sometimes struggle with. I'm like, you know, Dunks is going to go 7 for 8 at some point. But you also got to mix those 1 for 7s, those 1 for 5s. And it just seemed like, to be able to have a sport that only has a success rate of 30-40%, right? And know that if you miss 3 shots, that you might be out. That's a hard thing to play with.
Been distracted by everything you said, because Nick T says that Tobin is chunking Robinson. So I've been taken off course. Marlins, they salvaged their series finale. Very mad at Brittany, but you know, at least she's a self-aware mush, because she told me not to. She is. I mean, I wanted to bet Liam Hicks yesterday for a home run. He was plus 900, and Brittany's like, don't do it. But she's like, but don't do what I say to don't do, because then the opposite happens. And what do you know it? I the first thing, flip on the TV, and there's Liam Hicks rounding the bases again. I'm like, are you kidding me that this guy, he hit another home run?
Yeah, I
did tell you, every time I tell you to do something, do the opposite of it. So
I've never dealt with the superpower that is a self-aware mush. Usually everybody wants to be like, I'm not the mush, but you're like, no, I am a mush when it comes to the Marlins.
I am. Clearly, this is like the third time that it's happened. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
I got to tell you, my man is on quite the heater.
Oh, my God.
And is baseball the only sport where, because there's hitting and fielding, and because hitting is so hard, it's hard to say that somebody's a looter in a riot? Like a guy that scores, that averages 35, but your team is 15 games below 500 in basketball, you deem him a looter in a riot. But yeah, like I would guy never... that hits 300 plus that's, you know, hitting the ball, hitting the cover off the ball, but the team's not winning.
Yeah, I would say for Luter and Arraya, you need to have like a 180 average. You're striking out all the time. But, oh, I finished the season with 35 home runs.
Oh,
like there was no method. Your only method to your madness was going in there swinging out your shoes. That's not Liam Hicks.
Right.
It's not Liam Hicks.
He hits the ball hard.
He's been the MVP of the team. It's either him or Xavier Edwards. But I ended up yesterday because Brittany said don't go home runs. I was like, all right, well. Brittany says not to go home runs, so I'm not going to bet home runs. So what I did was I did Liam Hicks, two RBIs, but I parlayed it with Jacob Marcy, stolen base, which, I mean, he didn't. Yeah, I think he got on base once with a hit by pitch.
No, so, it didn't even count.
Yeah, I was sunk on that one. Game flew yesterday. And then, but he, I will say, Jacob Marcy had a sick catch in center field off the wall. So that was cool. But then,
this is pretty cool. They had the Pistons call on NBA radio last night. They called Duncan the Doctor of Distance.
Minus one. I don't like
no?
that. Dunkyard Dog. I mean, like, you know, that's his name.
Is it hard? He looks more like a doctor than Junkyard Dog.
I disagree. He's getting into people's faces all the time now.
Okay.
This was the call last night. Jack McMullen with Liam Hicks going deep.
One, he lifts out to right. That's pretty deep. Tyler O'Neill back to the track, and it's gone. Launchpad Liam, his ninth home run of the year, and the fish open scoring immediately.
Liam is just a beast right now. He is an absolute beast.
2-0 Marlins in the bottom of the first. Liam Hicks cleared for takeoff.
I wonder more like, do you think people are going to catch up to him or like, because he doesn't strike out very much. He's always making good contact.
He hits the ball. He makes contact, which is like the only thing that happens with like home run hitters is sometimes your launch angle gets a little off. So you start hitting bullets instead of towering shots. And then it's just a matter of just getting back in the swing. But the thing I would say about him is that he hits the ball. He doesn't strike out. And so from that standpoint, I think it might be one of those situations where, like, it's just a little tweak, but he's seeing the ball really well.
Last night, my favorite player on the team, Javier Sanoja, came through, put some contact on it, and then the Baltimore Orioles played like the Bad News Bears, and the Marlins win.
One. Sanoja rips that one on the ground. That eats up Mayo, but it pops off his shoulder. He collects. The throw gets by Alonso, and Mac will come in to score. That ground ball ate up Mayo, and when he recollected, he fired a BB, but right into the dirt. Alonso could not pick it out, and magic happens when you put the ball in play. Mac was standing at second base. He scores on the throwing error from the South Florida native Mayo, and the fish walk it off on Thursday. 4-3, the final score. It's a walk-off winner for the Marlins. Javier Sanoja put it in play. Kobe Mayo tried playing a short hop. It hit off his shoulder, and then he just dirted the throw, and Alonso couldn't pick it. Mac scores from second base. And the fish have a 4-3 win to avoid the sweep.
There you go. Jack McMullen on the call last night on QAM. So they have the Nationals tonight. Everybody's excited. Robbie Snelling is going to make his debut, the lefty. Their number two overall prospect. He is going tonight. 7:10 is your first pitch. So 6:30, our coverage begins here on QAM with Marlins on deck.
I'll take the win any way I can get it.
Yep, definitely.
So used to my team losing like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Those are your headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai in Miami. We go to the beach for a little solcito, and when we want a low price, we know you always pay less with your Pricito de Mayo at Doral Hyundai. Before we go to break, Larry, give us a weather update brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate.
This is a very important weather day. Because I'm also going to throw the forecast for tonight.
Yeah, Whiskey Stars and Cigars tonight, yeah. Dude. At Tabacón Cigars and Spirits and Plantation.
I can't emphasize this anymore. It is a beautiful day. I have to look for a cloud. The winds are light. The only thing that I will say is it's been very warm. So light breeze, I'm going to say it's probably already over 80 degrees. And that forecast looks to be pretty good all the way up until nighttime. It'll probably be warm when we first get there because keep in mind, it doesn't get dark until like 8 o'clock.
Right.
So we're going to have two hours of some heat.
We'll have some heat there as well. Davion Mitchell is going to be at Whiskey Stars and Cigars. Bernie is going to be at Whiskey Stars and Cigars and the Miami Heat Ooh. Dancers.
Man, somebody give Bernie a bottle of water.
Yeah, man.
It's I wonder, how is he going to drink it?
Through his nose.
Seriously.
That's how he does things.
Seriously, that's going to be crazy. Bernie going to be so hot. Oh, goodness.
Crazy. All right, we'll take a break here on the program. More to come. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Rookie camp getting underway for the Dolphins. I'm not bitter at all after seeing all the posts yesterday about Ruben Bain signing a contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, walking in with a Warren Sapp jersey, and then Michael Irvin having this lovely post yesterday. I was like, oh, that's cool. That's cool.
I mean, can we still – I hope he does well.
I wish him lots of success.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. Like, I don't have any – I'm not bitter that the Dolphins didn't draft him.
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm a little bitter. A little bitter.
He didn't fit as well as the big offensive lineman.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. Chop Robinson better be sacking the hell out of the quarterback this year, if that's the case.
Right.
He better be.
I mean,
because we all have our questions on him coming into the year, too.
Yeah. That's true. It's not now. You know what sucks is we're going to question this pick not because of how Caden does, but how Chop does. Because if Chop plays poorly, we're going to say, "See, we could have used Bane."
It's part of it.
That and is we're part not going to even see the fact that maybe Caden is playing well. It's unfortunate. That's kind of how things go.
Humlin Kine says, I just can't help the way I feel. Dolphin Kane says, I am bitter.
Now, in all honesty, normally I have never said one thing negative about why they chose to, why everybody's upset they didn't choose Ruben Bain. I'm not. I get it. I understand it. It also, I'm not mad that the Dolphins did what they did. Like, you can be upset and be bitter about not getting your guy.
I'm trying to move on. I'm trying to. It's kind of like the Diana Rossini, Mike Vrabel thing. Like, I'm ready to just move on, and then there's just new stuff every day. And so, like, I'm trying to move on.
It's a little bit different.
Oh, it's a little different. Oh, of course. One is Goosey's and one is a Scandal. But I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to move on. I'm trying to live my life and root for Caden Proctor. But then I get stuff like this from Michael Irvin, who's, telling me people are always asking, what does it mean to be a Miami Hurricane? We are always replying. It's a Miami Hurricanes thing. You wouldn't understand. It's about this kind of brotherhood forever. And you can see Ruben Bain in his Warren Sapp jersey with Warren Sapp on FaceTime. And, now all of Tampa's just like, that's the most Goosey's thing ever.
Right.
And I that could have been Jason Taylor. So I'm trying to move on. I want to just move on, and I'm excited for this class. I am excited for everybody, but it's just been this keeps getting thrown in my face.
Interesting thought here.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphin Kane said, "If they would have taken Malanoa, I wouldn't be so bitter." Is it because he's a Kane also?
Yeah.
He wasn't on the board when
I didn't think they were going to get him. I didn't think it was the fact that he was that close to him. I was surprised. I'm a little surprised at how late the lineman went. So.
Well, and here's the problem. I said this before the draft. You got to play the draft. Sometimes somebody does something crazy, and everybody panics, and there's a run on certain positions, and that's kind of what happened. So. Guys that were supposed to be top five, guys that might have been top 10, all got pushed down. All because somebody panicked and said, we better get in on this run of players.
How does that make you feel, Brittany, seeing all that stuff yesterday?
It makes me feel better. And I hate it because there's really nothing personal against Caden Proctor. It's nothing against him. It's just what could have been.
It's a case thing.
I mean, I guess it is, but it's also, like, I just think he's a great player, and I think he was the best available player at the time of us picking. And so that's what's also very frustrating. And it's just such a good, like, a feel-good story. Again,
according to who?
According to the boards.
but again, here, Brittany, this is a 100% accurate assessment I'm getting ready to tell you, okay? If you ask 12 teams who their number one guy on the board is before the draft, it could literally be 12 different guys.
No, yeah, of course.
And so because we turn on the TV and Mel Kiper or somebody says, here's the best available player, that might not be what these teams are thinking. That might not be their best available player. And so we get caught up in what somebody who doesn't even have a GM job is saying versus what the GMs and the front office and the coaches might actually think. And that's how it gets even more, you know, you feel more the way you
how yeah, but you plenty think. Of co- but like look, the Colts fell in love with Anthony Richardson. Like
right.
Like coach GMs and front office people fall in love for the wrong reasons all the time.
Correct. But I'm just that just goes to my point that everybody thinks something different. Like somebody like when Anthony Richardson went fourth. He went fourth, right?
Yes.
There's probably some guys that said, no way he hasn't played enough football. We have the same exact situation this year with Ty Simpson.
Yeah. I mean, well, that seemed like it was a little wink.
Okay, but then when that happens, now everybody else is like, oh, a guy I didn't think was going to be available is now available.
That literally happens with the quarterbacks all the time, dude. It's so crazy. Like Christian Ponder. And I was like, what?
Oh, my goodness.
A first round pick for Christian Ponder?
Wait, what about, what's his name that went before Christian Ponder that works for ESPN now?
Who went before?
Went to Florida State. Christian Ponder went the first round to the Bills.
EJ Manuel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised about that one too.
Yes.
It's always Seminole quarterbacks.
Who was the last good Seminole quarterback?
I guess Jameis was good in college.
I mean, like Jameis is a pro quarterback. Like he, like it's something about Jameis that if you listen, if you could pull him out of the bullpen. Right? He's your guy.
They've just decided that Jameis Winston is good for every sport because I just saw that he got a FIFA correspondent for the World Cup.
Yep.
And it's just like, hey, you want to bring some laughs and some joy? Go get Jameis Winston and throw him on television. What is he doing today? The Kentucky Derby. What's Jameis Winston up to today? The World Cup.
So he's got to be like Snoop Dogg role.
He's going to be the sports Anthony Bourdain. Like he's going to be going around and figuring things around. He goes, ah, today we are going over he's going to be discovering cricket. He's going to be discovering curling.
It has more to do with his personality than anything.
Yep.
I golfed with him. Right. And first of all that stuff that he talks, he is really like that, but he doesn't talk trash. Like he is yes, sir, no, sir, the whole round of golf, which was shocking, right? But his personality
I think people are drawn to it. Players, I haven't heard one player say anything negative about Jameis. Right? Right. That's that personality that can kind of do a lot of different things. I wish early in his career his nickname wasn't Squints.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. Like, do you ever want to see your starting quarterback walk up to the line of scrimmage and go?
Well, I always remember, like, those were the days when when Jameis and Mariota were doing it. That's when it came really chic to, like, throw up pictures on the sidelines. They weren't calling plays. It'd be, like, some photo of an American gladiator. And they're like, all right, cool. That's a deep shot.
Right.
Like, you know, so he's like, what is that? Is that a squirrel?
Right.
Interception.
He is probably one of the most personable people and one of the most frustrating players because he has the tools. But sometimes my man gets a little too carried away.
We'll take a break here on the program. More to come. We're back after this.
Wow, Skip Bayless made his return to First Take today. How about that? Stephen A. has dragged him back. Oh. Right in time for LeBron being down 0-2 to the OKC Thunder. Did you see them all? I've never seen that before. Have you seen the end of the game yesterday where they all went up to the officials? The entire Lakers team went up to the officials to state their case about how furious they are with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
What?
And the calls.
I mean, look, it doesn't help that they're really good.
It doesn't help that, no.
And so here's the deal. If anybody thought you had a chance, then maybe we listen to your complaints. Because it would matter. But did you really think, like, okay, where'd you think this was going?
Nowhere.
Right? There's nobody in this league other than San Antonio that I even give a chance.
Yeah, maybe if Luka was playing. Maybe.
Right.
I can even see the Wolves. The Wolves are physical. As long as Ant's okay. I mean, Ant's still dealing with stuff. If Ant was full go, the physicality they play with, the
physicality
I could see that being...
where they could just drag it in the mud and do 90s basketball.
But that was crazy. I'd never seen it. They have Austin Reeves there as the delegate. LeBron's just kind of nodding behind him.
No. And again, if you're going to complain about a game, Austin Reeves can't be the guy.
He can't?
No.
Why not?
You got to go with either LeBron or Luka.
I mean, Luka's not playing. He can't do it.
But at least they'll listen to LeBron.
I don't know.
Dude, if you're playing the Lakers and somebody...
JJ Redick saying LeBron gets the worst whistle in the league history. Too many people hitting him on the head. Nobody calls anything on him.
And part of that is because of his size, right? So what we end up doing is we get mad when guys flop. But if you're big and you don't flop, they don't call the foul. So where are we with that?
Well, he did get called. I mean, like, there were times where LeBron certainly did flop and that he was, you know, adding things and people thought that he was doing that because he had to show that he was getting hit. I mean, certainly, SGA is guilty of that. Certainly, I mean, old Beard over there. I mean, he's the worst of the worst when it comes to that stuff. But... You know, I also think you're right in that I don't think it matters. Like, you give him the calls if you want. Like,
that's why this is such a big deal. If it was an evenly matched series, then maybe we would have discussions about it. Oh, all right, let's break it down. But the fact that OKC is so much deeper and so much better, it's like, what are you arguing for? Just take your beating like a man.
Lito Ford says, did you see Caruso call LeBron's fake bubble champion? I think that was just a fake quote somebody put over him just cursing at LeBron. I don't think he actually said that. This has become a little bit of an epidemic on Twitter, is that people will just post videos with quotes and the video says nothing to the quote. Like, I saw one yesterday for Carson Beck. There was a Carson Beck one that was crazy. And I was like, he didn't say that. I was like, I wasn't really like listening to Twitter.
I was sitting at my son's jiu-jitsu class. So I'm just like sitting there scrolling on Twitter. And there was this fake quote that said, Carson Beck didn't hold back. And the quote was, a lot of teams are going to regret passing on me. I've always believed I'm QB1 of this draft, and now I get the chance to prove it with the Cardinals. Super Bowl expectations start now. Some teams are going to wish they trusted the tape more. And it's literally just Carson Beck just staring at a reporter, listening to the reporter ask a question. That has nothing to do with that quote. Right. But people don't even watch the video.
And here's the other thing. Everybody wants to comment on everything. So the comments don't even reflect. And that's all you want is engagement.
Right.
Like, you don't care whether it's real or not. Hence why I try to avoid it.
You don't avoid it. You
I just look at it. I don't comment.
You watched a video of Jose Altuve striking out with Jose Altuve.
Still funny.
What do you mean you avoid it? You never.
But that's funny. I mean, come on. Jose Altuve swinging a little Jose Altuve.
I mean, still could reach the ball. Anybody could swing themselves, it would be Jose Altuve. Agreed. I mean, he's the size of a torpedo bat.
Yeah, but the problem was the ball was still.
It was a tough pitch. It was nasty.
That was the point.
Community note says, these quotes are fabricated. The user posted them, acknowledged in a follow-up post that it was a social experiment after being selected 60, a social experiment to get clicks.
Yeah, that's what it is.
A social experiment. The social experiment of what? Being a bleep hole?
Yeah.
It would be funny if Carson Beck did say that, though.
I mean, first of all, in order to say something like that, you kind of, it has to be in your personality, right?
Right.
So when you read something like that, you're, that don't sound like something he would say.
I don't think so. It sounds a little aggressive. I mean, I know Carson Beck can be a little prickly sometimes and can come off like a little bit of a sore loser at times. Like, he didn't have the best body language.
Right.
But I was like, he said that? And it was even like, my head cocked back. I'm like, and then I like clicked the video. I'm like, he's not even talking. What is this? What's going on here? What are we doing in this world? You can just, I almost think that should be like automatic Twitter ejection. Like, boom, you're gone.
Right.
You know, but it won't be, because this is Elon Musk's Twitter. There are no rules. Crazy, dude.
It is crazy.
You know, I mean, what's going on here? So just to let you know, Skip Bayless has LeBron 9th overall in the NBA. He's come out like guns blazing today.
9th overall in the history of?
In the history of the NBA, yeah.
Oh, well, because you know he's gonna be the guy that goes old school, right?
I don't know. I don't know what the rest of his list is.
I think one of the things that we tend to not look at is one of the things that makes LeBron special now and in any era of basketball is the athletic ability with that size. So when you talk about, you know, when was the last time we saw something like that? Oh, this is great. Is when Magic was a point guard. You know what I mean? Where, like, you got a 6'9 point guard that's getting guarded by other guards. It just looked awkward. You know, it stood out to you. Well, LeBron's that size and can move like anybody on the floor. That's a unique type of thing there.
I am curious to see where he goes after this year, if he's going to stick with the Lakers or if they're going to go somewhere new with him, because, you know, they're going to obviously get their heads lopped off in this series, and, you know, good for him winning the last series against Houston. But, like, where does he go from here?
Right.
Does he just stick it out? Or does he go save Cleveland? Because I don't know if they're having Cleveland.
You know what I don't want? I don't want it to be a situation like Aaron Rodgers, right? Don't do that thing.
Yeah, don't go to the Jets.
Right. And no. I just don't want to be sitting around waiting on or every day having conversations about what LeBron's going to do like we do with Aaron Rodgers. I think that ruins a career more than anything. Or not ruin it, but when it finally ends, everybody's like, yeah, finally.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, look, he's already been very impressive winning the series that he did. I mean, that's, you know, it's not like he went down and went out meekly in the first round, beat the first round series. Yeah, it was a banged up Rockets team, but they were banged up too. So,
right,
you give him credit for that. I just don't know, like, what I don't know what the right. And people have said, like, oh, maybe he doesn't do a retirement tour. I will find that surprising that somebody like him doesn't do a retirement tour.
I mean, he said he didn't want to do it. But
it's been said that he doesn't want to do it. It's been said around him that he doesn't want to do it. But it's also been said that he could sell the rights to it for tens of millions of dollars. So who knows what to believe?
Right.
Who knows what the real truth is when it comes to that? But I... You know, if Cleveland does blow it up, like, what is the place that if and he doesn't stay with the Lakers, where is the place that he goes? Right. You know, it's not like there's easy. Are you waving towards it, Brittany? You want a LeBron last dance?
No, I'm so sorry. I'm just yawning and my eyes are like watering so bad.
Why has everybody got so many allergies? What's going on here?
I know.
I don't know. I would just like maybe they ought to clean those damn studios.
That's fair.
Joe. Me, J-Fig, like, and then old, and then she's sitting here, Brittany's sitting here batting her eyes like, I can't stop my eyes from watering.
Yep. Those studios are very dusty. Very dusty. I don't know why they don't go in there and vacuum. It's very weird. I don't understand. They're like, oh, we can't go in there. Why?
But they're going to wait until, like, there's nobody to do the shows, and they're going to say, hey, why don't we give this studio a good cleaning?
Sure.
No, it's just that they're scared to come in here because they're like, oh, we don't want to press any buttons.
Then don't press a button. Well, then
it's so easy to not press a button.
You know, there's people at night that go clean banks. They don't have to determine that they're not going to steal money.
Yeah, it's weird.
Right.
It seems to me like you guys just don't want to clean extra rooms.
Right.
Crazy.
But I tell you what, that bill gonna come like they cleaned the whole building.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Somebody said PJ Tucker retired to say, yeah, we have PJ Tucker here, actually. PJ, congratulations on your career. What made you decide that this was time to finally hang it up?
Well, like about a month ago, I went to do a tippy toe 3 and my tippy didn't toe. And so I was like, well, we might as well go ahead on and call it a day. I had a good run.
Right? It was a good run.
D and three guy, worked my way through the system, played on a lot of good teams. But it's over.
Did PJ Tucker like play the last 3 years, but he was getting paid? Like, I don't remember. I remember him playing the last year in Philly, but then I don't remember him playing because he played the year with the Heat. And I really liked PJ Tucker on the Heat.
Right.
I enjoyed, like, that was as enjoyable a 1 year stint has been. But, like, when did he last play basketball? I'm, like, looking right now. It's basketball. Okay, so he played the Heat year when they went to the Eastern Conference Finals. Then he went to Philly. I was annoyed with him because he said, I always wanted to go to Philly. So he played at Philly. And then the next year he played between the Philly and the Clippers. And then he played 3 games with the Knicks 2 years ago. What a strange ending. And he's like, yeah, 20 years. I was like, kind of.
Kind of. Like, kind of. You put it this way, you retired 20 years from your start, but you didn't play 20 years.
Lito Ford said, you sure that's not Doc Rivers? No, dude, way different. Why would you say that? Completely different.
Doc Rivers. At the rate I'm going, I'm going to have my voice in about 2 more months because I ain't going to be yelling at all these damn kids.
Oh, Doc Rivers is 100% going to be like on Peacock next year next to his son.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's he ain't going to be next to his son because his son sits on the bench.
Yeah, his son sits on the bench.
What the hell is that?
They need to put his son on the bench next to Draymond Green so we could have some real drama because they're beefing now.
Did you see the exchange between Draymond and Chuck?
I did. It didn't go over well.
Right.
It didn't go over well. You got to be a little bit, you know, people think they're always going to laugh at his jokey jokes. And I think Draymond's got to realize, hey, that's not funny.
Here's the deal, though. And I think it shows a tad bit of ignorance from this standpoint. You are talking about a guy who's an MVP and a Hall of Famer. And so just from that standpoint, you be careful how you go down these certain paths.
Right.
Right. And I think that for him to say, I don't want to be you and Phoenix, without fully understanding why Chuck played in Phoenix. The only reason why he did, he said he didn't want his career to end on an injury.
Houston, yeah. He wanted and, to go.
And so, but that's an MVP. That's a Hall of Famer. That's a dream teamer, right? And so put some respect on his career. You could tell a joke, but you must acknowledge all the other stuff, right? And at least be honest about why those things happen. Draymond, as good a career as he's had, right? He ain't a quarter of the player that Chuck was.
That's why the Shaq thing is funny, because it's like when Shaq and Chuck do it, you're talking legend to legend. And it's
right.
Not, I always feel like it's tough because I do think Draymond is important to winning, but he's still the fourth most important guy on the team. You know, like,
it's a weird thing. He's like Caruso almost.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, something like that. Like, he's a little better. He's important, but he carries himself like he is Steph. Amongst the legends. And I'm like, all right, you know, there does have to be a balance there of that.
You just and you just, you know what? I think he should be more aware. He sometimes makes comments and puts himself in a club that he does not belong to.
Well, he had this thing where the Austin Rivers beef started because he had said, I think it was on his podcast, which you can get on the Odyssey app. He said that Steve Kerr held him back. And I was like, he did? How?
I think he got the most out of you with the tools that you had. It take you 7.2 seconds to shoot a three.
Right. Anyway, crazy.
Yeah, wait. Jay Gatto's, this might be a good one. He sees himself as Pippen, as Batman, right? But he's actually more along the lines of, and I don't mean this as a woman, he's like Batgirl. She makes appearances every now and then, but not every episode.
Gotcha.
Right.
Or Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy. Well, no, he's still on the good side.
Oh. I thought Poison Ivy like helped at one point.
They all do.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain, like,
they all find that Batman charming. Catwoman too.
There's certain types of like superhero movies where, like, Spider-Man, you always sympathize with the bad guy.
Right.
Right? Because the reason why he became the bad guy.
Right.
Every time you watch a Spider-Man movie, like, they tell the backstory and you're like, oh, but now he's trying to off everybody. Like, I can't roll with you. Right? So, but Draymond just needs to be aware. I told you, I used to tell you this all the time. One of the hardest things for me to do is criticize certain athletes, because you have to criticize them in a way that doesn't make you or make anybody think you're above them. And that sometimes is hard. And Draymond criticizes other players like he's above them or they're equal. He is not Chuck's equal. He really isn't. Not a knock on Draymond, but he's not.
And he's not funny either. Like, you know, it's one thing when it's Shaq and it's lafty and it's jovial. Like, he's just mean.
Right. You know? Because
he's not a funny guy.
And one of the reasons why you say the Shaq and the Draymond thing, I mean the Shaq and the Chuck thing is funny, is because you could see them being equals.
But even though Chuck hasn't
won a championship.
Right. But even if they weren't, they're funny. Like, it's right. A joke. You could tell it's like, you right. Could tell it's fun amongst friends. Draymond's not funny.
It's almost like how they think of us. Because I've gone to places and people have come up to me and say, man, that Tobin, how you guys been doing the show so long? I'm like, we do everything together. What are you talking about? He goes, really? And I'm like, yeah, we argue then too. Yeah. The only time we didn't argue is when we both looked at Tommy and went, where's the mud, Tommy?
It's crazy. Well, let's take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.